Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind, Season 6, Episode 7 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, they dropped these three episodes on us and a lot happening. Let's not even waste any time. Episode 7, Chelsea and Jimmy. They left us with a cliffhanger. They come back and I'll be damned. It's all good.
It should have been like a push somebody off a cliff.
Well, damn. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. But do you still love me?
Now we know which side you're on as well. So go ahead, please. So, I mean, here's the thing. Jimmy accepted his part in this and apologized to Chelsea again and again and again. And she's like, I just want to be heard when I'm sad.
It's just exhausting to watch, see, and hear Chelsea. They make up from their fight. And I think Jimmy just conceded because he's like, look, it's not worth the fight. Let it go. Her issue was she just wants to be heard and validate how I'm feeling. And he's like, yeah, he heard you. Yeah. And he didn't agree with some of the things that you were saying. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it's painful, but I'm glad they made up. New day. So, you know, he's not been drinking, been having that liquor in him right now at this moment.
Right.
So maybe it's going to start off be a good day.
Maybe, maybe. Well, next couple that we see here, Brittany and Kenneth, man, they're sitting down after the get together, and he brings up the convo as they're talking about all the couples, and they're talking about, right. Oh, they're so cute, they're this, they're that. Oh, by the way, I had a conversation with AD. I love everything about Brittany's response, except her super politically correct, identifying as a black woman and identifying as a white woman and identifying as a, no, you just are.
Yeah. Now, I can't say she's a white woman because she could be a mix of different things. One thing I can tell you, AD is a black woman. Yes. I don't think she identifies. She is. It's like Wesley Snipes and her, black.
We can be, they can be identified as.
Yeah.
They would be described as.
There's only one crayon you're going to get out of the box of 64 if you're going to try to paint AD and Clay or Wesley Snipes black. So that was annoying. But I thought it was interesting because I felt like AD got in Kenneth's head.
Yeah.
You know, that conversation really got in his head. And I like how Brittany was saying, hey, that's great that she said that about, you know, questioning about raising black children. And she goes, if it's coming from a place of just care and not judgment, yes, you know, I get it. So I think Brittany's a lot sharper than what she might sometimes come off as. And this is where she admits she has dated black men.
Go ahead and say it. I was about to say, go ahead and tell me I was right. Go ahead.
If you let me finish reading my notes before you interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. So before I was interrupted, what I was saying is, Brittany said she has also faced that, which means she has dated black men before. Yanni was right. It was in my notes. If you just let me get to that.
I want to point out, she didn't say that she's faced it. She said, I always, which means that she, you gotta, look, Brittany's very good with her words. She's like Michael on Married at First Sight. She's very good with words. So she thinks carefully about what she said, which is why she's always like, well, identifies as this, identifies as that. I identify my own being, right? So she said, I always face that, which told me what I knew. You know, God is good all the time.
I always like coffee in my cream. That's the only way I drink it. You do you, Brittany.
Hey, I'm mad at her.
So here's what Kenneth was saying, because he's got a, you know, he's saying that, hey, look, I get that you're cool and my family's going to have a lot of questions, but when they meet you, they're going to see that you're dope. But then my friends are going to ask questions. You know, I got two close girlfriends. They're going to ask, they're going to be asking me, are you, hey, I'm happy for you, but are y'all good? And I love how Brittany asked this question. She says, if your friends come to you and ask, Are y'all good? That was your words. Are y'all good? What do you need to see to know that we are good? Right. I was like, damn good question, Brittany.
Yeah. I mean, here's the problem I had. I thought that he was worried a little too much about what other people think, about what his friends think. Am I wrong in this thought process?
No, I'm not. I mean, if you're going to, A, you should date whoever you want and not have to worry about any of that. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to date outside your race, right, this is what comes with it. You're going to have some people who are cool with it. You're going to have some people who give you a hard time. You're going to have friends who are going to judge you for it. Strangers always going to do. You got to get out of your head about that. Right. If you really like her and care about her, but I feel like all that got in Kenneth's head, and now we're seeing a different Kenneth than what we saw in the pods. You know, Kenneth, he's not as open as he thought he could be. And I know he's trying, but dude, you knew what you're getting yourself into. I don't understand.
Kenneth needs to, when it comes to his friends, especially talking about his female friends in that space, needs to do like what when we were in college at UTSA, and you know, you're dating a bunch of people, different people. And somebody, you know, I remember we were at a house party once, and somebody said to me, hey, one the sister's like, yo, yeah, y'all always trying to date these Spanish chicks. I'm like, hey, when you start dating me, then we can talk about who else I'm dating. Until then, you get no judgment of what's going on over here.
100%. You know, if you've known me all this time before I met this Hispanic girl, you didn't want to date me then.
Yep.
Now you're going to bring up as an issue because I'm dating a Hispanic girl. Like, let it go.
You wanted a basketball player. I ain't judging you for that.
Yeah. You hooked up with two or three of the basketball players. We knew about it. Didn't judge you for it. We're like, you do you. But yeah, you has to get out of his head about that. And I would hope that your real friends, your real family won't care.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think if your friends and your family are that tight and they love you so much, they're not going to care that you're dating someone that's white.
Do you think that's what was in his head when they went out on that boat? Because they're on the boat and he can't say two words to Brittany until, ooh, dolphins. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know. I don't know. But here's what I thought was in his head. So he's already in his head thinking about this, we're going to have kids. And if, you know, when you date people of other cultures, ethnic backgrounds, some of the things they say and do are different. And so some of the maybe the little words or jokes that Brittany makes, he's just like, God, she's such a white girl. And it just keeps going now. Every time she does something where he notices that, okay, black women I've dated never said that or don't move like this. This is going to be my life. Am I good with it? So I think he just went down a rabbit hole in his head. And so on that boat, just sitting there, not talking, not doing anything. And I'm sure they edited out some stuff because you see parts where he's kind of nodding his head. I doubt he's just doing that to himself.
Right.
But this is your time to talk and talk through your concerns, you know, and that's how you get through it. Yeah, we're both going to deal with this. She's going to get judged by white people for dating a black dude. So look, she's going to be in it too.
She's always faced it, and probably she's going like, man, I've never dated a brother that's as straight-laced as this one. It could have been any number of things, right? So it could have as quiet as this one. It could have been anything, right? And even when he starts to get chatty because he sees the dolphin, she's like, all right, well, can we get dolphins on aisle two all the time, please? Because this man won't say a damn word till he sees some dolphins.
No. I was like, he's had their quiet, and then he just keeps going on talking about the dolphins. And you know, Brittany's like, okay, yeah, this is what I need from you is more communication, right? And then that's when Brittany asked him, how does he feel about physical touch? And he said, I loved it. Then she says, well, tell me more, because he is not talking. Like when people do that, when you ask a question, they ask you a question, you answer, and they go, hey, tell me more. It's because you're giving me short, crappy answers, and I'm trying to get to know you. So
you're not understand, brother. It's okay.
Yeah, elaborate.
Say more.
Yeah. Fifth. Plead the fifth.
But it's interesting because then he's like, when she says, you know, she's starting to question whether he even likes her. He's like, oh, I've never been told that. Oh, I haven't never been told I'm not affectionate enough. And this could be part of those cultural differences you talk about, because she's like, no, give me more. Give me more. Give me more. He's like, well, I never knew you liked that. You know how you know this? You ask.
Right.
Because y'all don't know each other.
Right. But she felt he wasn't all that into her because of the lack of affection. So she decides to like lay down and curl up. he's laying there wishing there was anybody else on his arm but this white girl. Like, that's how he looked. That's just how he looked. He's just just looking up at the sky, just picturing everybody else that he could possibly think of, past people he did. He just did not seem all that. Just, you know, someone's knuckles in your arm. You're on a boat. You're supposed to kind of wrap your arm, cover up, peck on the cheek. He was just here.
You're right. AD kind of messed him up. I think she put a lot of that in his head, man. That's, I'm so mad at her for that still. So mad at her for that.
Black love.
Laura and Jeremy. Jeremy said he slept on the sofa and he was just apologizing left and right the next morning. There's a lot of apologies flying around in some of these rooms.
Yeah. So he slept on the sofa because I guess he was mad at himself. I thought he was mad at Laura, but he was mad at himself for that bean dip comment he made to AD. So he was, you know, in his feelings, he slept on the couch. As Laura says, you iced me out, which Laura's vocabulary is so interesting. You iced me out.
She hated on some black folks too, by the way, but go ahead.
I don't know. But so Laura's upset about it. I'm just like, look, Laura, in the future, don't tell him stories like that. Jeremy's a wild card.
Yeah.
If I have to tell you, hey, don't say this, I probably shouldn't tell it to you then. Where the certain, like, I've known you for 30 years. I can tell you whatever. Yeah. I know you're not going to be like, hey, I talked to Terrell last weekend. Wow. He's going through it. Duh, duh, duh. You're just not even going to share that. So she's just she's like a gossipy mean girl to me.
Okay. But at the same time, she is right. Like, you know, him shutting down is not an option. That is not the way to move in a relationship, right? If you want to try and make something work, you don't shut down and ice somebody out, like she said. I mean, you don't do that. That was the wrong move. And even Jeremy had to admit that. And that's where I had to go on Laura's side. Yeah, you're right. Because you want to tick me off, that's the first way to do it.
Well, 100% Jeremy was wrong. But here's where Love is Blind jacked up editing. Because he says, hey, it's totally my fault, da, da, da. And then they kiss. You still like me, da, da, da. And then all of a sudden they go back to the argument. And I'm just like, well, why would you do that? I just don't believe that happened in that order, but let's just say it did.
Continuity.
I'm not surprised that, okay, Laura still has to have the last word. Because he apologized. He was wrong. Just okay, but still, I just want to point out.
Yeah.
Okay, he apologized.
Then again, it maybe really happened that way because Laura is Laura, so.
Yeah. And then Jeremy says, I think we are one of the top couples.
I don't know about all that, buddy.
I know you're competitive and athletic, but I don't think so.
Yeah. How about AD and Clay? Black love with the red light kisses. But I thought they were fine. But he got to leave that period alone. When she says that, you don't follow it up too. It's that's the city girl saying, as a man, you don't follow it up and confirm. Okay? Leave it alone.
Yeah. Clay just seems so phony to me. I just can't. I mean,
He's a different kind of guy.
He's a totally different kind of guy. He reminds me of people in sales. Like, like his whole personality that he's doing is for the show, for the client. Mm-hmm. And then there's the real salesperson after work. And a lot of times those people can be narcissistic and assholes, but they're good at what they do, right? Mm-hmm. He comes across like he is selling himself still. It just seems fake to me. You know, everyone had a red light. This is what I like to do. You know, really, I just don't buy it.
Well, why? I mean, if it's something that he likes, why not? I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it could be him. Now, what about when they went to eat at the restaurant? I know, especially when he was eating the soup. Before he picked up the bowl. Yeah, I know, right? Before he picked up the bowl, were you, because she just seemed like totally just like, what the heck is going on over there this entire time?
Yeah. A, when you go out to restaurants, you don't pick up the bowl and slurp. That's what you do at home. You don't do that out.
You shouldn't do it at home either, but go ahead. Yeah,
but that's what you would do at home. You don't do it out in public. That whole deal was just watching him eat, and then he's trying to think and put stuff, you know, we call it pre-bussing in the restaurant industry, which is nice, but she's looking at him like, you can't talk to me while you do it. I think that's the issue. He's just not really talking. He's focused on eating the soup. Reminds me of the catfish that we saw someone eat. Yeah. He's sitting there eating soup, eating the food, and she's kind of wanting craving conversation. Mm-hmm. So I can see why she's looking like that. I'm thinking maybe she's still questioning the fact that he asked her, there's water in Martha's Vineyard? There's water around there? I didn't know that. I was like, wow.
Well, okay. I will say this. From having done the $1,000 cash grab at the last job on the Morning Hustle for the last 2 years, geography is not the strong suit of a lot of people, a lot of Americans, okay? And even American geography. So just let's leave that there, okay? So I am not surprised. But you said you didn't mind him pre-busting the table because it looked like that's what she was confused about. But you're saying it's the fact that he wasn't speaking while he
wasn't talking. Yeah,
he was focused.
If you have to focus on pre-busting the table, stacking
I'm trying
plates,
to help the brother out, man.
No, he just wasn't into it. And then he gets into his feels because he just wants to look out in the water. And now he's talking about how he's worried that he's going to let her down. I'm just like, right. AD, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Red flags are coming. Pay attention.
He does have a lot of squirrel moments where he just zones out. But here's the thing. I like the fact that she called it out the first time it happened. She's like, wait, what just happened there? Right? And those are things that I think need to be addressed early on in a relationship, right? And it's some of those things that if something happens and you don't understand, hey, what just happened? Why did the mood just shift like this? Because sometimes it's just the quirk of the other person, right? Or maybe it's something you said that ticked that person and their mood shifts. And if you don't address it, then it becomes something bigger. And I like the fact that she just asked about it. And not a lot of people do. And so I have to address the fact that I love the fact that she asked about it.
I love the fact she asked about it, but I can tell you what's going on. It's the Jekyll and Hyde effect. This representative is on, but the real Hyde wants to come out. Mm-hmm. So every now and then that comes out. Hey, what happened there? Yeah, he just flipped personalities and the real Clay was coming out. And then he had to like, whoa, let me get back to representative.
I knew you weren't going to give him any grace on that. How about this couple? They don't really need a lot of grace. Amy and Johnny, they are so cute together, man.
They are. I mean, they have been great from the beginning. Watching how they're out there connecting, enjoying themselves, mm-hmm. you know, going out horseback riding. And even they said they feel like everything is perfect and great, but they haven't had any real fights yet. Right. And, you know, curious what that's going to be because every other couple have had something.
Yes.
They haven't shown us anything between these mm-hmm. two. Let's just say that. I can't say they haven't had anything, mm-hmm. just haven't shown it.
Yeah, because it makes Amy nervous. And then Johnny's like, yeah, well, you know, I'd rather we have our big fight sooner than later. You know, let's just get it out the way, you know, just get this and we know what we got to deal with and we can move forward. Good idea or bad idea?
Well, I don't think you force a fight to get it out the way, you know.
Right.
I don't think you create one. But he has a good point that I'd rather go through something early so we can see what we're going to be like compared to going these 4 weeks, never having an issue. Then they get married and say, I do. And then all of a sudden, drama happens the week after. And you don't really know how this person handles conflict or any challenges within the relationship. So I see his point, but I don't think he's like trying to figure out a way how I can poke your button to make you fight.
I do like the fact that they had this conversation, though, because they're both thinking things are great.
Right.
When's the other shoe going to fall? And they have the conversation rather than just keeping it in and thinking it, and then something happens. So I think this could probably prevent them from having that big blow up because of that. And again, communication, we always talk about it. And Amy does communicate that there could be problems for them in the future when it comes to her dad.
Yeah. So she's highly influenced by her dad. So daddy's girl, nothing wrong with that. But she said if she doesn't get her dad's blessing, she doesn't think she can move forward, which why'd you sign up for the process if you didn't have it? And the reality is they can do like some of the other couples where they say no on decision day because dad hasn't given a blessing, but still stay together. Then dad gives the blessing. Then he pays for the real good, you know, Latin wedding that they're going to have. Possibly. I don't know. But that could be their first fight. And I can't wait to meet the dad.
Yeah, me too. And you're right. The Latin wedding because, you know, Johnny's learning how to pronounce Julieta as opposed to he's Julieta. No. Hey, I give him his props, man, because that's what you got to do. That's the way to do it. Way to go, brother. I like it.
Well, he should meet the dad and be like, can you pass me the jalapenos and just see what the
dad would be like, no, get out. You get the hell out of my house. We're in my house. Oh, well, you get out still anyway. Well, the couples get together on the beach, right? It's cool because they've already met up before. Here they are again. Last time we saw these girls sitting together, these women sitting together, Chelsea, Laura, and AD, they were all talking about size. And now they're all confirming, yes, we did it. And it's a big celebration on the beach that they actually got some.
Why? Is it? That just seems, it just seems so immature. I'm sorry, as Laura would say, it's giving immature.
It is giving immature. It is.
Yeah. I just don't see why they do that. That's what you in college, right? To be like, Yanni, wake up. I got to tell you about my date. It was awesome. You right?
But that you won't believe what she did.
You won't believe what she did, right? But that was college. That was young. Yeah. These are adults where they're like, just screaming about, we had sex with our fiancés. It's just stupid. Yeah. And then, of course, Laura and Chelsea, as I call them, the gossip queens, are just sitting there just gossiping, being catty, sharing way too much.
But what about, though, when AD sat down with Jimmy? And because there are a lot of women who went riding for AD after the last batch, especially after episode 6, right? But her saying, oh, I'm glad that, you know, talking about my ass helped you and Chelsea get it on.
Right there. Right there.
Everybody was writing for you.
Yeah. So again, remember I said on that one episode, everybody's trying to get her back. I was like, she allowed that to happen in the women's.
I'm just going to tell you that it sounds bad when you say allowed it to happen. So I want to clarify what you mean in that space.
In the women's lounge, when Laura did that, she should have checked the hell out of Laura and say, don't you ever touch my breasts. She allowed it to be a joke and it was fun for them. Right. And then it spilled out of the women's quarters now into the beach. And so that was my point is as soon as Laura did that, she should have checked her. Yeah. And this wouldn't have been a situation. If she'd have said, no, ma'am, not ever. Do you ever do that to me? And you understand that? And like called it out. She didn't. And the fact that she made this joke after Jimmy's apologizing to her for, you know, talking about her butt. So I'm just like, some of this is AD's fault.
But in the sense, and I don't want it to seem like we are jumping on AD about this, but at some point, it's like even when Chelsea called her out on the beach, she's like, oh, Jimmy just said that Chelsea is super stacked. And what's the first thing she did? She turned, stuck her butt out, and started twerking. You played into it. And again, I get where some of the women were coming from, whether it was on Reddit, whether it was other content creators who went riding for this woman. But I hope y'all dialing it back as fast as you were, because here she is still playing into it. And it could be they're going to say, well, you know, Stockholm Syndrome. She's been kidnapped by these white folks and therefore she has no idea what's
going. Yeah. I mean, I think the way that she handled it, I think that she had her moment and opportunity to really shut that down, but she played into it. I don't think any woman should be disrespected on that. It's not okay, you know, but it's not okay for women to do it to other women and then talk about it. Just can't walk up to another woman's breast and boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like it's okay.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned Laura trying to be nosy, and she really was, especially as she's sitting there talking to Johnny and just like, yeah. And you know, the way I see you guys, I'm like, oh yeah, they're definitely doing it. That was so nosy on her part. Right. And I love the fact he's like, yeah, no, we're not. Then he said too much.
Right. That's when he should have stopped.
Exactly.
And then he's like, yeah, no, we're not doing that right now, but I appreciate you asking anyway. And went on to another subject. Instead, he's like, here's the deal. I don't like wearing condoms, right?
That's the one thing that this is not a safe sex show, apparently.
Look, I don't like wearing condoms. To my knowledge, I thought every woman is on the pill. I thought that's just how it is. Every woman I've ever been with is on the pill. So, you know, Johnny likes to raw dog. He doesn't want to wear condoms. And Amy doesn't want to take birth control.
Which leads me to question one. How how does she have to feel about that? That this man is coming in like, well, everybody I've ever been with has been on birth control, so we never had to worry about it. So you've never worn a condom. Ever. How many times do you get tested? What's going on? I know they test you before the show, but damn. Should we get another test here at this hotel before?
as long as you're testing yourself, trying to be, hey, you do you. I'm not going to knock Johnny about the condom thing, but that's not something you share with someone else. That's inside relationship conversation. That's between you and your fiance. You don't share that with everyone else. I'm sure her dad's going to be watching the show like, got it.
Definitely don't approve.
Yeah, don't approve.
Like, see or no?
Yeah. No. ¿Cómo se dice raw dog in Espanol?
AD had another good conversation, though. This time it was with Jeremy. And I think his conversation with AD, and he's just talking about Clay, and it really gave her an understanding of who Clay is. Because he's like, yeah, we could be in the hallway and Clay's one way, and all of a sudden, click, click, reset. And you just have to give him that moment, and then he'll click, click, come back.
No. Told you. Jekyll and Hyde, right? Because for guys, we don't care, right? I've known you 30 years. If you're in the mood, I'd be like, you know, Yanni's in one of his moods. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go do my thing, and I know next time I talk to him, he'll be fine. Right. To me, that's what Jeremy was saying about Clay. But no, it's Jekyll and Hyde syndrome. That's all I'm saying.
Now, Jeremy was having another conversation, this time with Amy. And it was going good until he said he still wants to meet Sarah Ann.
Yeah. Yeah. I still want to meet her. Because at first he was, you know, this is why I chose Laura and Laura is great. But I still want to meet Sarah Ann. And Amy is smart because she's like, gives him the zip your lip sign. Like, what are you doing?
I think that was for her saying, I'm not going to comment one way or the other on this. She was just like,
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be me.
No, you can't be that person.
Kudos to her on that. Well, they get done with that get together on the beach. They pack it up. They're leaving, getting ready to head back to Charlotte. And then they move into their own places, right? And as they're moving, and one of the things that I think was cool was Laura and Jeremy kind of talking about the things they don't like, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. So, no, Laura asked Jeremy, what could she do that would just drive him crazy?
Right.
Right. Good conversation to have. Probably better in the pods than, you know, in y'all's apartment together, but whatever. And so Jeremy said, leave dishes in the sink at night. You do that, like, that'll drive me crazy. I'll lose it. Mm-hmm. He asked, what about you? She goes, oh, I have a lot. And I'm like, of course you do.
Of course.
That's your mean girl. So her, leave half-eaten food lying around.
Mm-hmm. I can feel that.
Leave hair in the sink after you shave.
Okay.
I'm like, this is why you get Jack and Jill sinks. You don't have to worry about that issue. Leaving the house with the TV or lights on.
Right.
Not spitting directly into the sink. And I was wondering where she was going to spit anything. And I was like, oh, she's probably talking about when you brush your teeth, you know, you don't spit directly in the sink, maybe get on the counter and just leave it. Oh. And I'm like, what kind of nasty dudes has she been hanging out with?
I had no idea what she was. Because they're sitting in the kitchen and literally sitting in the kitchen because she's sitting on the countertop with her damn foot with her shoes still on the countertop. You want to know what would really hurt me? You sitting on my damn countertop where I'm preparing food with your shoes on my countertop. Get your nasty. Okay, I'm sorry. But I thought she was talking about the kitchen sink. But okay, now it makes sense. All right.
No, she's talking about the bathroom sink. But again, I'm like, what type of caveman has she been dating?
Yes.
That these are issues for her.
Ah, must spit. Poo.
I'm done with this chicken. I'm going to just set this here for 2 days and leave it.
Let the ants carry it away. You peasants.
I don't blame her because I broke up with somebody for that. Because she would, I'd visit her, won't say where she lived. But I visited her, and I was there one weekend. I was coming back the next weekend. And in her room was, like, some leftover fast food wrappers and cups and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, okay, maybe I just caught her on an off weekend. I come back the next weekend, still there. Exact same ones. I was like, ooh, we are not going to work out. The fact that you think this is okay.
Well, as you were walking out, the rats and roaches were like, bye. I guess we won't see you again.
It's like, I show up, hey, Terrell's here, Terrell.
Let's see how long you last.
What up, G? You ain't gonna, we gonna outlast you. We know it.
Brittany and Kenneth, they move back in, and you want to talk about complete opposites of, all right, let's get settled. Because, you know, everybody gets back their devices, right? And right. Brittany's like, all right, let's get moved in. Which sink you want, left or right? Do you want, I'm putting this, I'm packing this. And Kenneth is just
on his phone. On his phone. Just the whole time, just sitting there. And first he tells her that, hey, it's the first night in the crib, so that means you got to cook. And I was like, okay, now we're learning a little bit of what type of wife Kenneth is expecting. Right. Because she's setting up the house and she's doing this and he wants her to cook. So I think maybe he's looking for a type of woman that's going to take care of him and mother him and nurture him, which I'm like, I haven't met a lot of black women that do that, but that's fine. So he says, so he let Brittany do all the work while everything's piling up and he's just sitting there on his phone. I was like, Kenneth, man, get engaged, talk to her. Or just say, hey, babe.
No, look, technically, he is engaged. She's just not engaging.
Yeah, engage in the conversation. Like, hey, babe, I just got my device back. I got to look real quick, see what's going on at work. Oh, my goodness. There's a few things that are blowing up. I need about an hour to deal with this, and then I'll come help.
Right.
Like that. He'd say something, but he's not doing anything. And I mean, that's dating 101. You just don't sit there in your phone the whole time. But that's what you do when you're checked out.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like. Because even when he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to go downstairs for a minute. And then he goes downstairs so he can stop seeing her move around because she's distracting him from his phone. So he goes downstairs to get back on his phone. I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, yeah, no.
I had so much hope for these two.
Yeah, it's Kenneth. To me, is the problem. He's so in his head about this that I think that he's kind of started to check out. And I hope that I'm curious to see what his reaction watching this, because of course there's stuff they edited out. But I want to see, like, I wish we can get him on the show and be like, hey, how real was all that? Like, tell us the real thing. What did we miss?
You know what's interesting? And it's funny because we mentioned the fact that it's because of what AD said to him. Notice when at the beach party, when he saw AD and Claire and they're kissing, he is like, oh, look at you. You guys are turning me on. I'm just like, all right, now that menage a trois shouldn't be happening. You got your own woman.
Yeah. He's just like, dang, where's my black queen? All these beautiful black women in Charlotte. What am I doing with Brittany? Jesus.
And to be fair, Brittany's beautiful. And I think Brittany has been the star, especially on social media. And I know we're going to get into episodes 8 and 9 tomorrow on the live. But Brittany's been the star of this season so far, at least of what I've seen in the comment section. But AD and Clay, these two, man. Clay, open mouth, insert foot. Stick as far down as you can.
It's the way he's talking to her at this point, right? So he asks her, hey, did you talk to your friend? You know, they got their phones back, talk to your friend. And as AD is telling him about her conversation with her sister, he's talking to her like, you know, I laugh because he's like, wow, yeah, wow. It's like the way you would talk to a three-year-old that's telling you a story.
Yes.
Oh, what happened?
I did see that.
Wow. And there was a fire truck? Oh, my goodness.
I did notice that. Oh, my God. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. He did kind of baby her in that. You talk to your mom? Wow. Wow. It was kind of salespersonish. I do give you that. But then he goes into another conversation that should probably send up huge car lot flags, red flags for her, right? Because he's just going on and on about how his dad and all these men that he looked up to, every black man he's ever looked up to, had one thing in common.
Yeah, they're cheaters. So every black man, he calls out celebrities that he doesn't know, but they were cheaters, right? And I'm like, you can't compare your life to Will Smith, you know, or Puff Daddy. Like, you don't even compare your lifestyle to them.
Right.
But he says his dad was a serial cheater the whole time, which I'm like, snitches get stitches, you know, Clay. Why are you bringing up your dad's business, you know, on TV? Then he talks about how his dad would take him around for these cheating infidelity trips, is what he's calling it. And so I'm like, AD, are you listening at what this guy's really telling you? He's telling you, if you really pay attention, hey, I'm probably going to cheat on you.
Yeah.
But it's not my fault, because all the black men in my life, and my dad especially, made me this way.
Right.
I really love you and I don't want to disappoint you, but I have these demons I'm fighting and I might cheat.
Yeah.
But we should be good because I told you. And AD's just like, oh, he's being so open and vulnerable. I'm like, girl, he's telling you his blueprint of what he's going to do to you. Red flag.
Red flag, red flag, red flag. It's going to be interesting because we got two more episodes to cover before we get to next week's drop, right? So we'll do that tomorrow. We'll do it live. So definitely looking forward to everybody in the live. If you haven't already, please hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button as well. We want you to be subscribed. And then hit the bell for notifications so you'll know when we're going to go live and when we do go live and when we do post new content. All right, we definitely appreciate every last one of you and looking forward to this season going, because we got what? Next Wednesday, we got two episodes dropping.
Right, 10 and 11 then, drop next Wednesday, and then
12
the following Wednesday, 12, and then the reunion the week after that.
Yeah, and are they doing the reunion again live? I need to double check. I think they're doing the reunion.
I don't think so. They didn't do it live last year. The year before, they tried live and it jacked up.
Yeah.
Last year, they did it, but we'll see.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do, and looking forward to seeing everybody in there. Hey, tell a friend. This is where they need to be, and come check it out. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.